Yerushalmi Shvi's Perek Vav Halacha Gimel Bitzolim Sheyerdu Aleim Lishalim Vitzimchu. Onions were in the ground. They had been planted in the 6th year, and they stayed in the ground during the 7th year. And now it rained on them, and they grew further. So they grew partially during Shemitah. If the leaves became darker, in this case, when Shcherim means darker, that is to say, they got a richer, healthier color to them. Then Asurim, then the whole onion is also, because we say it now has some Shvi's growth to it, and that Shvi's growth ruins makes it the whole plant has the din of Shvi's. That is to say, we'll have Kedusha Shvi's for the way you have to eat it. A little like the Mara Fulda, who says even a small amount of growth would ask for the whole plant. Hey Riku, what happens if their color lightened up? Rather than getting darker, it got lighter, which is a sign that the plant is dying. Then Haril Mutarim, because then it's Mutar, because it did not grow at all during the 7th year, it's all 6th year growth, and the onion stays Mutar. Rab Chanina ben Antignus Omer, he has a different test. If the onion can still be pulled out by its leaves, then Asur, the onion is Asur, because that means is it's still onion, a viable growing plant, and then if the affirmative comes in Shemitah, we assume we're doing Shemitah. If the leaves have weakened to the point that when you pull the leaves, you can't get the onion out of the ground, that means is it's not growing anymore. It's a dead plant, in which case you don't have to worry that it grew during the 7th year, and it's mutter. And then the mission ends. Connected cane, similarly, mutter shvi'is mutarim, if the same thing would happen at the end of shvi'is, meaning from the 7th year into the 8th year, would be mutter. The Mara Fulda learns that this case means a very specific case, not the simple way you might read it. The case of the Mishnah means, according to Mara Fulda, means that if you grew an onion during the 6th year, it grew a little bit more in the 7th year, it was pulled out again, and it grew a little bit more during the 8th year. And in that case, we say, if it grew a little bit during the, it grew mainly during the 6th, a little 7th, and a little 8th, then the growth in the 8th year, just like in the beginning of the Mishnah, the end growth is the determining factor, whether it's considered Shvi'is produce. In this case, also, the end growth can determine that it's produce from after Shemitah. But in this case, it can only do that because it also has the majority of its growth happen also during non-Shemitah, during the 6th year. But if it had just been some 7th, some 8th, it would not have been moderate just because the end growth was 8th. But we could be moderate in this last case because it was 6, 7, 8, and 6 was the main growth. The Yerushalmi then starts off with a statement that says, Kenim Asisim, you should know the Mishnah is correct when it says, Shchayrin Asurim V'yirayim Mutarim. When the plant got darker, it's Asur, and if it got lighter, it's Mutar. Because you might have thought, unfortunately explained, you might have thought that the Mishnah really goes the other way around, that Shchayrim might mean it got dark, as in it's starting to rot. That would be Mutar, if it wasn't going to be. And Hariku got greener, it would be Asur, because it shows it did grow better. In fact, the Mishnah is the right way, the way it says, and the way we explain it, that the onion leaves have a dark green, darker green color, so Hishchiru means, they became Shcherim, means they got darker, the green color got a richness to it, that shows that it's a viable plant, and Yerukim means that it got so light, it looks like it's starting to turn yellowish and dark. Now they're going to say this. Rabbi Yossi, but Shem Rabbi Yochanan says, Batzel, we'll learn with the Gish of the Mara Fulda, Batzel Sha'akra V'Shasel, if you took an onion and you pulled it out of the ground, and then you replanted it, this is not talking about Shemitah, it's just on a regular year, so you had pulled it, it grew, you pulled it out of the ground, and you gave Meiser from the part, from the onion that was there. And then you replanted it. Mikivon shehishchir, it's actually fikuloi. As soon as it begins to, the leaves start becoming dark, then you have to be mice of the whole onion all again. Even though you had given the mice on the onion in its original growth, now that it's starting to grow more, the new growth makes as if it's a brand new onion, and the whole onion is chayv in mice again. Rabbi Yechon says a little bit different, but an onion that had been pulled out of the ground, you gave Meiser, and then you replanted it. Mikimon shehishrish was actually close. Once it takes root in the ground, you have to give Meiser again. So he's saying similar to the last version of Rabbi Yochanan, but this version says as soon as it takes root, you really have to give the Meiser again. And the last one said it had to have become darker also. Okay. So now the Yerushalmi is a question. Voshanya ben Chakr Bish, we'll read the Mara Fulda's Gersa. Voshanya ben Chakr Bishriyas, the Chaz of Shashan Mitzvah Shriyas, Is there no difference? Well, really, what we're asking is, what would be the din if it got pulled out on Shvius and you replanted on Matzor Shvius? Or if it had grown in 6 years and you planted on 7. Now, the Mishnah spoke about a case when it grew from the 6th year to the 7th year. And the question is, the Mishnah doesn't exactly say what would be the din in case it grew from the 7th year and then it grew again to the 8th year. Again, the end case of the Mishnah is talking about grew 6, 7, and 8. What happens if it just grew in 7 and 8? So the Mishnah wasn't clear what the Mishnah would say. So what would be the din if it had been grown during the 7th year, came out of the ground, grew a little during the 8th year? So should it be the same? Does it have the same status? That's the reason that should be also. So the one has Maslakas, Reb Zeir Omar. Reb Zeir says, Mekivin Shalabalov HaChadosh Mutter. The din is, it depends if there was more growth during the 8th year. If there was more growth during the 8th year, that overwhelms the Shvi's part of it, and it's considered overall a plant, an onion that's grew in the 8th year, and it would be mutter. And Rabbi Imi, Chavai, and Amman, the two of them say that it's usher, that doesn't help that if you have some growth during the 8th year. No matter how much growth you have during the 8th year, it does not make the plant water. So we have a machlokes about what would happen if we grew some 7th year and some 8th year. So now, the Yerushalmi is going to ask two questions. First a question on the Havara of Nimi, then a question on Zeir. Each of the questions is going to be a very long question. So here's the question on Rabbah of Nimi. Masis and Plikir of Havara of Nimi. It seems that there's a Mishnah or a Brisa that argues on the Ravon of Vimi, which what? The Tani. The Brisa is like this. Zahaklal, Shai Rab Shimon, Ayim Risham Rabbi Shua. There's a rule that Rab Shimon said from Rabbi Shua, Kodavan Sheshon Matirin, any Isser that's not going to last forever. It either comes off automatically or it can easily be taken off. Any Isser like that, and I'll give some examples, keep going Tevel. If something is Tevel, the Meiser hadn't been taken, so it's easy. The Isser can come up very easily. You just take the Meiser. The Truma is a Meiser. Or Meiser Sheni to Hekdesh. If you have Meiser Sheni, you have to eat in Yerushalayim. Or Hekdesh, that belongs to the Beis Hamikdash. Both of those are, you can take off, because you could be pointed, and you could take the Kedusha and transfer it to another object. So, this specific item doesn't have to stay Kedush ever. The Kedush, and grain that had grown after the carbon armor is brought, before the new one was brought, so that also becomes mutter. As soon as the next Pesach comes and you bring a new carbon armor, that grain becomes mutter. So these kind of things that are yesh l'matir, that their isser will go off, like nafshalim chacham shir. The chacham did not give any amount how they could be bottled, ella, rather they said as min b'mina, if it gets mixed into something that's similar to itself, then kol shehu, then it's usher, even the slightest amount. It never could be bottled. So let's say the case of Chadash, we had barley grains of Chadash, and they got mixed into grains of Yashar, or stuff that was mutter. So we say it's not mutter, it stays usher forever. Until, you know, there's no bittul, even if there's a thousand times as much, it's not bottled, because it stays usher since the Shesha Matir. But even so, when it's Mishainimina, if the barley had been mixed into, I don't know, something that's totally not like it at all, or potatoes, in some way that you can't tell which is which, then it's been mixed in time, it's in now. It's bottled by Shisha when it stops giving time. So the first rule is, Dava Shesh Lamatirin can never be bottled when it's been the Minay. But Chodava Shesh Lamatirin, if it's no way that it can become mutter, and the examples are like Chuma, once you mafresh Chuma, the Chuma is what it is. The Chala, you mafresh Chala, the Arla, produce of the first 3 years that a tree grows, that produce is also forever. The Klein, with two items that grew too close to each other, and they became Asher's claim. Nasul Hem Chacham Shir. Chacham made a shear, and what was the shear? I'm sorry. Nasul Hem Chacham Shir Min B'Mina. Each of those items has a shear when it's Min B'Mina. Some of them may be B'Shishim. Chumas when it's 1 in 100. Arlas when it's 1 in 200. So there's a shear, there's an amount. There's a rule as to how the bitl happens when it's Min B'Mina. But now in time, when it's mimbish enemy, then it's still bigger than time. Okay, so that's the rule that depends by yeshua matirin is not bottle, mimbiminoi, and enemy matirin is bottle. So now, the bicycle continues. The Yerushalmi like, changes some words to be more Aramaic than the bicycle said. It was hatevun, so we could ask that. And Rabbi Shimon, this is still the bicycle. Hare shvius. What about shvius? Hare enemy matirin. Shvius doesn't have is enam matirin, because once something is usher as produce of shvius, it never becomes mutter. So nasul chacham shir. There's going to be a mishnah later on that says that Shvius is b'marshu, it never gets mutter. So how come, if the rule is, it depends if it's yesh l'tirin, in l'tirin, Shvius is not yesh l'tirin. So how come Shvius is never batal? Amar Ham, he said, no. Why am I martim b'shvius? She'ena says, kol shehu el v'pir. The only time you have this rule that Shvius is b'marshu is as relates to the din of beer, and the reason for that is that beer is the Yeshua material, because you could, there's a way to make this prove is mutter. You do the mitzvah of beer, you put it outside, and all of a sudden it becomes mutter. So that part of it has Yeshua material. But you're right, that as far as being mutter to eat, let's say it's perish shvius, and you want to say that you should be able to eat it with or without the delicious shvius, it's not Yeshua material, it's a question of svichin, there's no way to make it mutter. So we say it only asks the benus in time because it's not Yeshua material. Okay, so that's the bais that we brought that said this rule. So the Gemara now makes an assumption. The question that we're about to ask is based on an assumption when we said it's ba'achila, it's benus in time. There are two ways to understand that. One way to understand that is that you mixed produce of shvius with produce of non-shvius. That would be one way. And the other way would be like the thing what we've been discussing, which is the plant grew more during, has some growth for Shemitah and some growth during non-Shemitah. So ma'amu Rav Hila Rav Imi, what were of law, Rav Hila, the word Hila, name Hila and law is the same name. Ma'amu Rav Hila Rav Imi, what were of law Rav Imi say about this? How can it be if it grew more that the heter should be mvatal the iser? And we talk about that it should be b'nois and tam, it should be mutter when b'nois and tam. What are you talking about? There is no such thing as heter. When the onion grows further during the eighth year, Rav Imi said that even the new growth is usher. So there's no iser and heter. There's no such example of that. So even in the case to talk about whether it's batur or not. So the Gemara answers pasul but Yeruvin, they understand that the only case where there's a din that you could talk about it being that it could be batur is when the shvius produce was mixed into other produce and avo b'gidulin. But if it grew further, then there's no such thing. There's no din that growing further, there's now heter is mixed together. It's all iser. And why? Because chaymu b'gidulin, it's a special chumra about things that grew further. The amr of zira, the shem of rienesim, Rav Zira says from rienesim, pato shaklai akarim. If you have an onion from a klai akarim, sh'akarim v'shasloi, that you pulled it out of the ground, and you replanted it in a place where there's no problems of klayim, I feel chos of kama, also, even if it grew many times its own volume, it's still also. Why? She ain't doing iser, malinus iser. What grew from iser does not, cannot be mavatal iser because it's not iser. The new growth is also iser. So iser can't be mavatal iser, and it stays also. So we've now explained that Rav Lo and Rav Imi will hold that the example of where it could be bottled is not where it grew further, because growing further doesn't help it. But the example could be bottled into mix into other things. So the Malphobia is a pretty obvious question, which is, we just said the name Rav Zira said that the new growth of klayim on a klayim onion is not mavatal, the growth of the klayim onion itself. So didn't Rav Zira is the one who said by us that the new growth can make it mutter, the new growth from the eighth year. So he explains that the difference is that klay akarim becomes inherently usher. It grew next to the other plant, and therefore it's inherently usher. So the more that grows, it's just iser growing from iser, onion growing from iser, and onion growing from iser is usher, as opposed to, in the case of shvius, the onion did become usher, but the onion became usher because of how it grew. There's nothing inherent to the onion that should be usher. It has to do with how it grew. So now the new growth is relates to the ground, and this is eighth-year ground that's making it grow, and that doesn't cause a problem. It's not, this is last year's ground made it usher, this year's ground makes it usher. So that was our first question. That was a question from Rav Zira. Now, Maslisa Pliga Rav Zira. We have a Mishnah that seems to argue Rav Zira, the Tina. We went to the Mishnah, which is maybe Brisa, it's a Mishnah. Gidule chuma. The thing is that if you plant chuma, so the things that grow from chuma, you plant the seed in the ground, and something grows from it. The thing is that it's chuma. It has a din of chuma, and this is a din of midrabanan. That's a din of chuma, because the Chum didn't want people to hold things and then plant them, and thereby avoid treating the truma the way it was supposed to be treated. So truma has a din. But if what's planted from what was planted is mutter. So you planted the seed today, something grew from it. What grew from it is also. Well, if you planted it, what grew, then what grows from that is mutter. Aval, that's true by truma. Aval tevel, my submission. That tevel means produce that had never had maaser taking it, or maaser rishon that has a lesser kedusha to it. It's only for a levy and has in it a little bit of trumas maaser that hasn't been given yet. So maaser rishon has a part of it that has truma in it. With sfichish shviyas, once you have svichin grow something that had been planted in the 7th year, just with rabbanon, trumas chutz aretz. Had truma from chutzot to certain lands right around Eretz Yisrael. The chayim and truma v'hamaduma. If you have truma mixed in with other foods, v'habikurim bikurim is a special case. And some of the a number of these svichi shriyas and trumas chutzoretz and bikurim, these all are special because they're very rare. Bikurim is only for the shriyas haminim, and all these other cases are also rare cases. Trumas chutzoretz, all these are rare cases. So the din is kidulei chum. Even the first growth that comes from is chulin, because since the whole din of kidu the truma being truma is the din drabanan, the chacham were not gozer by cases where it was lo shchiach, an uncommon case, and they were not gozer by certain isurim where it's more kawal. It's just a little isur mixed in. So that's what the Mishnah says. The Tani Allah, and we have a Bryce that explains that it means like this. But Medrash, when do we say that are mutter for all these cases, but davishes are in color when it's a kind of thing where the seed itself disintegrates as part of the growing of the plant. But davishes are in color. But if you have something when you plant it, the so to speak seed remains and it becomes part of the new plant, but it doesn't disintegrate. Then afilu gidula asur, and it stays asur forever because the original issur is still here. So fractic ma of the rabzera. What will Rabbi Zeira do with this case? Because an onion is a perfect example of a davar she'ein zara kala. When you plant an onion, put the onion to the ground to grow further, the original onion stays there. And it says here that if it's an onion of shvias, then it's also Rabbi Zeira said that it's mutter. And for the Gemara Apostle, but kedusha shvias beer, he'll say that this Mishnah is only talking about sviche shvias when we're talking about the. We're only talking about shvi's produce. When we're talking about the beer of that shvi's produce, that for beer purposes, we say that the produce, if it's in zara kala, if it's like an onion, then planting the ground stays also avol achila. But if we were talking about that the onion should be, can you eat the onion? That it now has the addition growth from the 8th year, kibbutz shrubble or chalish mutter. As soon as you eat on more of the 8th growth, if there would be more 8th growth than 8th year growth than 7th year growth, it would be mutter. The mouthful doesn't explain what should be the difference. Why should it be that one should be and one should not be? And it has something to do with these kind of rules that the chacham only aser can do in certain cases. So it could be that for beer purposes, they were stricter because the person has more reason, more to gain. The person would be more concerned that a person would hold out for the beer, but for achila, which is just a matter of getting to eat without kedusha shviyas, the person is not likely to do it just to try to gain something and get around with it. Maybe in that case, the chum didn't choose to answer. Okay, so now one way a story that Yishami says this, Rabbo Ola Arba, Rabbo came to the city called Arba, Vizkabu Kabi Arba Binyamin, he stayed over by Arba Binyamin's house. Also in Shalomwe Be'ilim Batzlaya, they asked him the question about exactly the kind of onions that we've been talking about this whole time, that the case where Abla and Rav Imi argued on Rav Zira, V'hari Lakad, loved Rav Zira. He said that his mother, like observed, that became in trouble of a Chodesh mother, as long as there's more growth in the 8th year, it's enough to mat the onion. So Hamson smichin al ilui. So he saw afterward that people were relying on him. They were mocking. They said, "Oh, he's a mutter." Amalon. So he said to them, "Ani le'amardi ella b'meduchanim." The two versions of the ella b'meduchanim. I didn't say to you that you could, if you plant in the 8th year, it's automatically mutter. I meant was that if you ground it up and then you planted it in the 8th year, then it would be mutter because then there's no the growth from the 7th year is gone. There would be no residue from the original plant. It just turned into a completely new plant. But if you just put the onion back into the ground, then I would not be mad to you to eat that onion in the 8th year, even though there was more growth in the 8th year than the 7th year. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi says, I know you're the Rosh of a Sefer. I know that whole story, the beginning and end of that whole story. And it wasn't exactly the way you said it. You said it was that he passed the line to Rabbi Zeira, and then he explained to him, I only meant that Lachzot Rabbi Zeira in a certain case. But I heard it this way. Kadashama Rav Lo Rav Yumi Plegin, originally he had said it was Mutter because he knew what Rabbi Zeira said. But then when he heard the Rav Lo and Rav Yumi argue Rabbi Zeira, then he retracted. He took back what he had said. So originally he had said like Rabbi Zeira because he thought that was the only opinion. When he heard that there are those who argue, he changed his mind. So when he said, when he told the people only eat a bit Meduchanim, it wasn't because he was saying that to Rabbi Zeira. Because he realized that there's someone who argues, and Rav Lo Rav Yumi would also be masking that if it was Bimaduchan or Bimutter, so he realized that he should only be Matar in that case, and took back his original letter.